Welcome to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. From getting to work and school to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything
Outlook.
We do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's
here.
Most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bairn.
And we're back.
And Joseph Dames.
I don't mind kale. It's not my favorite.
This is Your Weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Monday, August 2nd, and I'm meteorologist Kelly Bairn. We've got our weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, how's it going? Happy August to you.
Yeah, it's August now. July went by in a flash. Last week, it was my birthday when we recorded this, so I got to wait a full year for the next birthday.
Yeah. It was a good one, though.
It was, yeah. We got some nice weather. It still stayed hot. And we're still going to be talking about some heat and some changes this week. But yeah, a lot to get into for this week's forecast. I think we're seeing just a number of different things across all of the regions in the state. I do want to start off with our icebreaker question, though.
Let's get to it. I love it.
All right. So I've been watching the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Okay. I don't know if you have, but I've gone through all of them. Finished Endgame. That was a crazy ending. I'm not going to give any spoilers. But
people
it's a really fun
that.
Series.
Yeah, people love that series. So don't give away any spoilers.
Yeah, it took me so long to jump on board and watch it. But anyways, I was just curious if you could choose a superpower, which would you choose and why?
A superpower. Wow.
Okay, here's some examples. Like brute force strength.
Yeah.
Right. Invisibility. Flying. Laser beams out of your eyes or your chest. I don't know.
I think I would just go with something generic, like something like speed, you know, someone that like the really fast person that can like just zip around all over the place, or flying, one of the two, something mobile that would just be
get
enjoyable.
You places.
Yeah, without getting too deep. If we were going to really nerd out, then maybe I would think about something else, but I'm just going to go with something mobile, you know, flying or something really quick speed. What about you?
Let's see here. Well, first of all, if you were that fast, I feel like you wouldn't have a need to drink coffee anymore. So you love
coffee's
coffee.
Out. Yeah.
So
yeah, it's true.
Okay. I think I would choose invisibility because I could decide if I wanted to be a hero or a villain. So there's that.
Yeah.
Cause you could sneak around places.
You can do so many sneaky things.
It definitely feels like more of a villainous, superpower. So if that's a word.
It's a
little
mischievous.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like you can use that in a negative way more than like flying, you know? Like you can do some sneaky things. So that's why I could see it being tagged as a villain.
Right. I just feel like you could sneak into a bank and just, you know, take all the money in the bank. So
yeah. Exactly.
Not that I'd want to do that, but it would be easy if you were invisible.
Sure.
And then
sure.
I've always thought about flying, but to me that just seems a little boring now. So I don't know.
You could fly in your dreams.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to go with something mobile. So I guess I'm boring right now.
That's a sweet superhero power.
Yeah,
all right. Well, let's get into it. Your Weather is proud to partner with Keep Oregon Green. And wildfire season is here, which means we all need to do our part to prevent wildfires.
Cars, ATVs, and other motorized equipment are a leading cause of wildfires. So follow these safety tips. Check to see if equipment use is restricted in your area. Use gas-powered equipment early in the day. Use a weed trimmer with a plastic line. Operate ATVs on established roads and trails and park on developed surfaces. And make sure your ATVs and equipment have spark arrestors.
You can learn more about preventing wildfires at keeporegongreen.org. Okay, so this week is still going to be a little hot as we start the week here, Monday through Wednesday. Temperatures, you know, close to the 90s, low 90s, upper 80s. It's in that range.
Yeah, still plenty of heat here in the Pacific Northwest, moving through Oregon, eastern central Oregon may even hit triple digits. I know to wrap up the weekend, Medford hit 104. I think the Dalles was pushing triple digits. So still plenty of heat. And we know that this is one of the warmest times of our summer. But I think it's about this point on we actually start moving our temperatures down the other direction on average. But it doesn't seem like we're going to get too cool this week.
Yeah.
Not
the first 3 days. We're at peak heat right now. So normal highs are the hottest that they ever are throughout the year. And it's usually this end of the week of July to the first week of August that we see our warmest normal temperatures of 84 degrees. So, yeah, we start to cool down for normal temperatures going into the rest of the year. But this week, you know, saying low 90s for our Monday afternoon and then low 90s through Wednesday. And I feel like we will still keep hazy conditions over Portland. I know models are really pushing some thicker smoke coming in from those Northern California fires. And we started out our Monday with a thin blanket of some haze outside. But yeah, I think we're going to keep that filtered sunshine around as we head into the week.
Yeah, we've had this kind of consistent southerly flow, which has allowed for the smoke to move in our direction. It hasn't been very thick. There's definitely been locations that have dealt with thicker wildfire smoke, especially up in Washington and areas of Idaho and eastern Oregon. But that southerly flow has also brought in some moisture. We had around a thunderstorms Saturday, around a thunderstorms on Sunday near Medford through central Oregon. And then I believe we have another round heading into this afternoon for central Oregon. So that southerly flow is kind of dictating what's going on right now. It's bringing in some moisture. It's pushing the smoke up to the north. It's really kind of part of our weather story.
It is. So again, we'll still likely see some haze at least through the middle of the week before we kind of see a big pattern change. But in terms of surface smoke and air quality, we've remained pretty much in the good levels. And that's because there hasn't really been too many wildfires, or there haven't been too many wildfires closer to the Portland metro area, not really in the vicinity of our area for enough of that surface smoke to not be carried up into the skies. So that's why our air quality has been pretty good, but we're still keeping that high level haze in place.
Yeah, nothing close by. Jack fire in areas of the Cascades, you know, that at times may usher in some smoke to maybe the counties closer to the foothills of the Cascades, Marion, Lynn. But for the most part, we've been mixing out. We've been seeing relatively good air quality from the coast through the valley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's a good chance for Tuesday to get a little hazy. And what's tough to forecast in with this haze are temperatures. And I think we really saw those impacts last Friday, when we were still in this little heat wave, and forecast models were saying 100 degrees on Friday, which is supposed to be the hottest day of this heat wave. And it turns out that thick smoke, that haze rolled in over Portland on Friday and actually capped our heating. It limited the amount of heating we could get from the sun. So we only hit the low to mid 90s on Friday when, you know, all forecasters were saying 100 degrees, it's going to be the hottest day of this heat wave. Everyone, you know, be safe. But yeah, the smoke really did limit how hot we got.
Yeah, temperatures struggled to warm up. I'm okay with that. I think
right?
Not reaching 100 was okay. But even the overnight temperatures, I think we were in the lower 70s on Saturday morning. It was still very warm. Mm-hmm. In fact, I remember on Friday looking at the temperature in the afternoon and we were in the 80s. And by 10 p.m. at night, it was warmer. It was like almost, it was like 88 degrees at 10 p.m. Is warmer than a period of the time during the day. So it was a really tricky forecast on Friday. Saturday as well, we only hit the lower 80s. So we had back-to-back days where temperatures stayed in the lower 80s outside of what weather models were showing. So I'm sure if you looked at your phone on Saturday and your Apple app or something like that, I'm sure it had the temperatures warmer than we actually hit, just because weather models just don't know all the things that are going on out there.
Yeah, it can be a tough forecast. So I think we'll still see some heat, some thin layers of smoke above us to give us that hazy look the first half of the week, and still hot, likely around the low 90s. But then we see a big pattern shift. And this is kind of exciting because we have a chance to finally break this dry streak that we've been in. And right now, models are pointing to a nice setup of a frontal low system coming in on Friday, which is kind of more reminiscent of a weather pattern you'd see in the spring sometimes, or sometimes even in the fall. This is like an actual weather system that is going to roll in and possibly bring some widespread rain to Portland. So it's an exciting setup.
Yeah, it may, you know, wrap up our streak of dry days. I think we're in the upper 40s right now. We'll be in the 50 range by the time we get to Friday. It does look like this is at least an opportunity to bring some rain in. And it's not the rain that's been pulling in from the monsoon season. This is, again, a system that's going to come in from the west, as Kelly mentioned, something that's more reminiscent of a spring or maybe of a fall system that may have a front and bring cooler air as well. And so temperatures, I can tell you this. One thing's for sure is the temperatures are going to be cooling down by the end of the week. We'll probably be down to, you know, 80s on Thursday, 70s probably on Friday. But will we see the rain? That's still up in the air. And how much rain is definitely up in the air.
Yeah, I think on this Monday, it's still a little too far out to pinpoint some of those characteristics just yet of the forecast. But right now, chance for rain on Friday. And I will say there is a chance that, you know, this system kind of breaks down and we don't see rain. So I think it's just exciting to see that setup at least showing up in our forecast models. And we'll continue to watch if that rain comes, but it's exciting. You know, I guess it possibly could break our dry streak, which is always cool when we see some new records, but I think everyone is kind of waiting for the rain to return.
Yeah. And if this system slides in, I think it will be more so a sure shot for the coast, Astoria, those type of areas, and then the coast range. You know, it's just always really hard to get that moisture over the coast range and into the valley. We have a bit of a rain shadow from time to time, so we'll keep an eye on it. I'm just, as long as it continues to show something on Friday as we go through the next couple of days, then our chances will feel pretty good. I'm rooting for it at this
point. Me too. Fingers crossed.
It's not going to get us out of our drought. I mean, our drought's still deep, but it's at least something to get the ground wet.
It is. So the weekend, it does look like if this rain comes, it should be fairly dry throughout the weekend. I'm just excited for this cooler stretch of weather too. The 70s sounds real nice after we've just been stuck in the 80s. I believe July's monthly temperatures were over 2 degrees above normal, so right around the 2 to 3 degree range. So we've been running warm, and we didn't get any measurable rain at all in July. So starting off on a different foot here as we head into our first week of August.
Yeah, July was hot. I was mentioning to Kelly before we got the podcast rolling here that Salem, it was the warmest month on record for Salem. They had 16 days at 90 or above for July, and Portland had 6, and we were the 5th warmest, I believe, for July. So it was hot. We'll see what August brings us. We've started off with some warmer temperatures, but we have some cooler at the end of the week. So we'll see what we end up finishing up the month of August at.
All right. Well, enjoy this week. Again, it will be a little hazy. We'll continue to monitor the smoke, too, and how those fires around the state continue to be contained. The bootleg now is over 80% contained. Yeah. So that is something to celebrate.
Yeah. This weekend, it kept on going up. It was, I swear, on Saturday evening, we reported like 54%. And then by Saturday night, it was like 60 something. And then it was 70 something. It's 80 now. I mean, they really worked hard this week.
Yeah. I think those weather conditions, the cloudier skies, the cooler temperatures from that, and a little bit of a bump in humidity out there definitely helped. But we'll still be tracking the chance for some thunderstorms throughout the afternoons out there. So the wildfire risk is still high. And as always, we want to thank our partners at Keep Oregon Green. And we've been talking about wildfires and the wildfire season every podcast, and we all need to do our part. To find out more, you can head to keeporegongreen.org. All right. Well, enjoy the week and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. The COIN Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.